BCHL podcast presented by Subway. Brent Mutis here from BCHL Communications, and we have two interview segments for you today as we get prepped for the Doyle Cup. It's the first Doyle Cup since 2012, and the Spruce Grove Saints provide the opposition for the Wenatchee Wild with a berth in the RBC Cup National Championship Tournament on the line. Spruce Grove is the champion of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, knocking off the top-seeded Okotoks Oilers in five games in their league finals. So, who are the Saints? We had our Ben Phillips track down the voice of Saints hockey, Tom Strangward, to get the answers.
Spruce Grove Saints are a pretty unique, Ben. Obviously, at the top of the stats sheet, you're going to see Chris Van Oshaw there. He scored 51 goals in the AJHL this season. First player to do that since Mark Letestu did it for the Bonneville Pontiacs a decade ago. So that's obviously going to catch your eye. He also led the league in points with 97, won the league MVP. And while that may be very impressive, and it is, this is a very deep team. Spruce Grove rolls four lines. That's the philosophy of head coach Bram Stephen. It was the philosophy of Mike Ringrose before him, and it was the philosophy of Jason McKee before that. So even if Chris Van Oshaw's on his game or any of the other top scorers like Captain Josh Harris, the Saints are going to be rolling out everybody. Everyone's going to see a lot of ice, and you're going to see a lot of support from the back end too.
Now, as a team, what kind of style do the Saints play? Is it a trap style? Do they try and catch you on the break? Is it high octane style? Just what should people be expecting from Spruce Grove?
I think the Saints can chameleon it a little bit. They definitely can score in bunches. They played a high-octane style in their first-round playoff series, or I should say second round. They had a first-round bye, but their first playoff series against the Grand Prairie Storm when they scored no less than seven goals in every game. So they were very good. Oh, pardon me, five goals in every game. So they can really fill the net. But in that series against the Okotoks Oilers for the Inner Pipeline Cup, they let the Oilers come at them, and they played great shutdown defensive hockey, taking 3 one-goal victories out of their four wins, and the other win was a two-goal victory in a 3-1 hockey game. So I think Spruce Grove likes to adjust to their opponent, and they definitely have a game plan for every opponent they face.
Now, for people out here in BC, I know you just touched on it a little bit there, but who's the head coach of the Spruce Grove team, and what is his coaching style?
Well, Bram Stephen is the head coach and assistant general manager of the Spruce Grove Saints. He's in his first year with the team, and he comes to Spruce Grove after spending a few seasons with the Grant McEwen University Griffins in the ACAC. He also won a championship in his last season there, so Bram's got back-to-back championship teams under his belt with two different organizations, which is pretty impressive, and his style is to, I think, certainly be aggressive. Bram, admittedly for me, is a hard-to-read guy. I've talked to him a lot this year, and he doesn't give up much, so you kind of got to just kind of learn from watching the Spruce Grove Saints play, and they certainly like to be defensively responsible, and I think he definitely does not like to shorten his bench. Like I said earlier, everyone's going to see ice, doesn't matter what line it is.
Now, take us through the title that Spruce Grove just won. Were you a bit surprised how the Saints won the league? Generally, because, you know, Okotoks, who won the regular season with 54 wins and 9 losses, seemed to be the favorite. Just kind of take me through that AJHL title victory.
At the risk of sounding biased, I am not surprised the Spruce Grove Saints were able to beat the Okotoks Oilers. Yes, Okotoks had that incredible winning streak of 29 games, which set a new AJHL league record. Yes, they were the number one ranked junior A team in the country. Yes, the Oilers beat the Saints twice in the regular season, but those two games both came before the new year, and Spruce Grove arguably was playing probably their worst hockey of the year at that time. They were mired in a 3-game losing streak, and since the calendar flip, even though Okotoks has kept winning, Spruce Grove really kind of picked up their socks, and they kept winning too. They didn't miss out by much behind the Okotoks Oilers, but the Oilers weren't able to rattle off such a significant win streak. I think you could argue the Spruce Grove Saints would have been the top team in the AJHL, and even more impressive is the Saints did it a chunk of that throughout the season without their starting goaltender, Nolan Kent, who was injured at the end of October and didn't come all the way back until the beginning of February, and in his stead, they were kind of backstopped by Hayden Missler, who played his way onto the team. He started his season with the Wainwright Bisons, which is a junior B hockey team. So Missler comes off a junior B team, starts in goal for the second-best team in the AJHL until Nolan Kent can come back. So that combined with how deep the Saints are and how they've played since the calendar flipped to January 1st, I wasn't too surprised that the Saints came away victorious.
Now, in your opinion, would you say the South is stronger than the North Division in the AJHL?
I think that varies season to season. I would certainly say that. I'd say this season, it was certainly a lot more parity than you've seen in recent years. I think you can attribute a lot of that to teams such as the Calgary Mustangs in the South having a much better season than they have in years past, which is fantastic to see. I would say the South was a lot more competitive this year than it has always been. But then you look at the North and you have the Drayton Valley Thunder have a bit of a misstep year, and they're typically in the playoff conversation for sure. I don't think I can answer that question with too much accuracy because both divisions have kind of a unique feel to them. I would say that the North Division maybe this season was a little more top-heavy. Whitecourt, Fort McMurray, and Spruce Grove, I think, are a pretty formidable trio. And then when you look down south, you have Okotoks, Brooks, and Drumheller. Those are also three very good teams. But after those teams in the south, maybe it dropped off a little bit more than it did in the north.
Now, unfortunately, you weren't able to travel with the team to Wenatchee, but I'm sure you're still talking with the team. Just kind of what are their feelings like getting to travel all the way down to Wenatchee?
Oh, obviously, that's a bit of a haul. The team's taking 2 days to travel to Wenatchee. That's something that a lot of these kids haven't done, maybe the exception being Brad Forrest on the back end for the Spruce Grove Saints. He spent over 150 games with the Medicine Hat Tigers in the WHL, so he's had his fair share of bus time. But I don't think it matters. I honestly think these kids are excited, and I think they'd take a bus to the moon if it meant a shot at the RBC.
And now, what's the mood like around the city of Spruce Grove? What kind of questions are you getting from people trying to figure out this Wenatchee team and just the return of the Doyle Cup?
The people are asking, when are the games being broadcast? The feel for the Saints this season, first season under the full ownership of Dan and Lindsay LeCount with former NHLer Ryan Smith, really kind of reinvigorated this franchise. You saw some sellouts in the playoffs and in the latter stages of the regular season. You had local bars turning off NHL playoff hockey to play Spruce Grove Saints games when they were on the road. So the buzz in the city is palpable. This is a team that's won the AJHL 5 times since relocating back to Spruce Grove, since coming back from St. Albert, but they have yet to move on from either the Doyle or the Western Canada Cup formats into the RBC. So they're primed to do that and finally kind of get over that proverbial hump and play for a national championship, and the buzz is for real.
A big thanks to Ben Phillips for getting us that interview with Spruce Grove Saints play-by-play man Tom Strangward. A quick look back now at the BCHL Player of the Week, and naturally we go back to the Wenatchee Wild, who claimed the Fred Page Cup April 19th. Defenseman Zach Galambos is our POW this time, as the blue liner posted 3 goals over games 3, 4, and 5 of the finals. He potted the OT winner in game 3 on the road and scored twice, including the decisive tally in game 5 at home. Into our second and final interview for the show this week, and we stay on the Wenatchee blue line, catching up with the Wild's Cooper Zek. The BCHL's top defenseman this season, the Michigan native posted 11 goals and 58 assists in 58 games, which led all BCHL D-men. But our focus here is on the Doyle Cup, which has the Wild refocusing in short order after a BCHL title win last week. Zek says pushing on past the league part of the schedule is something new for him and his teammates.
It's just different. You know, you win the championship, and every other league in America, that's all you've done. So it's definitely different getting ready for another series, but we've prepared well. We did video. I think we're ready to go.
Have you been getting any questions, like from your billet family or people around town that kind of thought maybe that was it, and now they're learning that there's more hockey?
Yeah, a bunch of fans have came up and said, like, when are you guys going home? And now we're still here for another, hopefully, month or two.
What about, playing those home games at Town Toyota Center? You guys just seem to be so dominant in terms of, you know, you get a ton of shots on goal and don't really hardly allow any. I mean, it was an elimination game last time. You only gave up 8 shots against. How do you explain that?
Definitely feeding off the fans. And it's just a pregame routine to get ready. We do the same thing over and over. We get awesome breakfast here from a restaurant that gives a free breakfast. You know, you go take your nap, do whatever you want, you just show up ready to go.
Spruce Grove Saints are going to be providing the opposition. Do you feel like you've got a bit of a handle on who they are, or is that a bit of a, you know, it's tough to scout a team that you don't play all year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to gauge them when you don't play against them, but all you can do is watch video to see what they do against different teams and adjust to that.
Now, the carrot dangling at the end of all this is you have a chance to get into the National Championship Tournament, which is the RBC Cup in Chilliwack. That's a place and a team that your franchise is very familiar with. How big of a motivation is that to, you know, not let this be the end of the road?
Oh, it's huge, especially for the 97s and the guys going into college. This is their last year of juniors. To do something that special would be unbelievable. And then the young guys, to start their first year off like that would just be absolutely unbelievable.
That was Wenatchee Wild defenseman Cooper Zeck. And that's going to do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest BCHL headlines, visit bchl.ca and download the free BCHL mobile app. It's available in the App Store for all Apple and Android devices. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.